inadvertently got in the middle of a very interesting and sort of entertaining situation during the game. What happened? What's it like when you see it on TV now and stuff?
It's just part of the game. We're all passionate about our jobs and what we do, and it's just part of it.
Does that stuff happen in practice? Is it weird when it gets caught on cameras like that?
It's part of the game. It happens, and I would just say take it up with those guys.
Were you supposed to run your route any different, or did you run the route the way you're supposed to, or was there anything?
As a wide receiver, we must get open and catch the ball, and if we can't catch it, no one catches it. So I have to just become a defender for time there and don't let the guy intercept the ball.
Did he just slip underneath you at the last minute?
It was a good play by the guy, but I know that I got to run a better route to catch the ball. If not, I have to bat it down.
You've been practicing here a couple weeks, and then Deion goes down, and you're all of a sudden in there, and it's the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, do you feel ready for it?
Absolutely. Here they get you ready as a player, whether you're a starter or not. You during the week, you have to know your plays and make it comfortable for the coaches to put you in there.
That screaming match that Brady and O'Brien had, have you ever experienced something like that?
Absolutely. It's part of the sport that we play. It's very intense, especially on game day, and it's just guys having passion for their jobs and something we love to do.
What has been kind of the mood of today, the meetings? You know, you guys aren't usually here on a Monday after a win, but for the second week in a row you are. So what's been the mood or the message of things?
Just come in today, get back to work, 24-hour rule, clean the mistakes from the Washington film, and get ready for Denver, get an early jump on those guys.
How comfortable have you gotten with the offense, coming in and having to learn it on the fly?
It's a learning experience. I've been getting help from a lot of guys, and Deion, Wes, Tom, but like you said, it's just learning on the fly, and it's part of this business. You know, sometimes you come in and you have to learn it on the hop, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Once everything calmed down yesterday, does Tom pull you aside and actually talk X to the nose about, hey, here's how the play, here's what I could have done better, here's what you could have done better, and really break it down in terms of the actual X's and O's elements of that play?
Me and Tom spoke after that, and he just explained to me what I had to do and what to do next time I'm in that situation.